This is PCJ Radio International. PCJ Radio International presents the longest-running international show, The Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Perhon.
Well, it's that time again. Hello, friends, and welcome again to another edition of your program, Happy Station, from PCJ Radio International. Today we are continuing our series looking at some very influential comedians. And this is the last program in the series, and today we're looking at one who, well, I would consider probably the best of all of them that we've been featuring so far. He was known as the man of a thousand voices. He was once quoted as saying, during an appearance on The Muppet Show, when Kermit the Frog asked him, "Look, we just want you to come on the show and be yourself." He replied, "There is no me. I had it surgically removed." And he probably did, actually. Who are we talking about? We're talking about the one and only Peter Sellers. But to begin, here's Ray Conniff from an album that is a very difficult album to find. It was released in 1957 and is probably the most unusual of any Ray Conniff recording, in that he wanted to cash in on the rock and roll craze of the 1950s, so he put together this album called Dance the Bop. Here he is with his orchestra and the Flea Hop.
Thank you.
the flea hop, Ray Conniff and his orchestra. Today we're featuring the talents of Mr. Peter Sellers. Yes, Peter Sellers, a comedian who had a tremendous impact on me. I remember many, many, too many years ago, I wish to forget, years ago, having a number of Peter Sellers recordings, and any time a film would appear on television, I would watch it. And I think that most people's exposure to Peter Sellers the very first time would be through the Pink Panther films. But he did so many others that are also wonderful to watch. One of my personal favorites is a film called That's All Right, Jack. And also another one, which was a collaboration that he did with Blake Edwards of the Pink Panther series, called The Party, where he plays an Indian actor by the name of Harundivi Bakshi, who's in Hollywood making of this blockbuster film. But he's a bit of a disaster. Everything he touches kind of falls apart. And he accidentally gets invited to the Hollywood producer's home, who doesn't realize this is the guy who's ruining the film that he's shooting, after he accidentally blows up an entire set that they only could take one take of. He was the man of a thousand voices, which is how he got his job at the BBC. Sellers had been doing stand-up after World War II, and he had heard the BBC radio was looking for talent. And what he did is he called up the BBC, he spoke to programming, and he pretended to be some producer and told the head of programming, look, you have to check out this Peter Sellers fellow. We need to sign this guy up. And that's what happened. And he admitted to the guy on the phone that he's not a BBC producer, that in fact he was Peter Sellers. As they say, the rest is history. Peter Sellers started off in radio. He was doing a number of different parts, small parts in shows, doing different voices. But it wasn't until he teamed up with Spike Milligan and Harry Secombe in 1951 that his career really took off. And that was from The Goon Show. Yes, a fantastic, fantastic series, which the BBC still run today. The Goon Show's had an influence on so many comedians. Members of Monty Python have said that if it wasn't for The Goon Show, there probably wouldn't have been any Monty Python. It was a very surreal comedy, very different from anything on radio at the time. We're going to have a Goon Show coming up in a little bit. But first, we're going to listen to some Peter Sellers. Peter Sellers released a number of singles and also some albums. The albums were produced by George Martin, who would later go on to produce The Beatles. He recorded an album with Sophia Loren, who he just made a movie with called The Millionaires. And the title track from the album is called Goodness Gracious Me. And Sophia Loren and Peter Sellers portray the characters that they were portraying in The Millionaires, and this song became an international hit. Goodness Gracious Me, Peter Sellers and Sophia Loren.
Oh, doctor, I'm in trouble.
Well, goodness gracious me.
For every time a certain man is standing next to me, a flash comes to my face and my pulse begins to race. It goes boom booty boom booty boom booty boom booty boom booty boom booty boom 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 booty boom booty boom booty boom.
Well, goodness gracious me. How often does this happen? When did the trouble start? You see, my stethoscope is bobbing to the throbbing of your heart.
What kind of man is he to create this allergy? It goes boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, boom, boom. Boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom.
Well, goodness gracious me. From New Delhi to Darjeeling, I have done my share of healing, and I've never yet been beaten or outboxed. I remember that with one jab of my needle in the Punjab, how I cleared up beriberi and the dreaded dysentery. But your complaint has got me really foxed.
Oh. Oh, doctor, touch my fingers.
Well, goodness gracious me.
You may be very clever, but however can't you see? My heart beats much too much at a certain tender touch. It goes boom, booty, 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 boom, boom.
I like it.
Boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom.
Well, goodness gracious me. Can I see your tongue? Nothing the matter with it. Put it away, please.
Maybe it's my back.
Maybe it is.
Shall I lie down?
Yes.
My initial diagnosis rules out measles and thrombosis, sleeping sickness, and as far as I can tell, influenza, inflammation, whooping cough, and night starvation. And you'll be so glad to hear that both your eyeballs are so clear that I can positively swear that you are well, Jaga.
Put two and two together.
Four.
If you have eyes to see,
yes.
The face that makes my pulses race is right in front of me.
Oh, there is nothing I can do. Oh, my heart is jumping too.
Oh, we go boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, 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 booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom. Goodness gracious.
How audacious.
Goodness gracious.
How flirtatious.
Goodness gracious.
It is me.
It is you.
I'm sorry, it is us.
Peter Sellers and Sophia Loren. Back in 1988, or it could have been 1989, I was producing a comedy series called Comedy Greats. One of the comedians that we featured, of course, was Peter Sellers. And the show on Peter Sellers was quite interesting because we had a British government official who appeared on the program to talk about Peter Sellers, and it actually happened totally by accident. At the time, I was living in Montreal, and I would go monthly to the British Consul General to pick up a copy of London Calling, which was a monthly magazine put out by the BBC World Service to talk about program highlights and what to expect over the next month. So I would go by, and occasionally I would have a little chat with Norma King, who was the head of the cultural section at the British Consul General in Montreal. Consulate General in Montreal, I should say. Anyway, we were just discussing something in her office, and I told her that I was doing this program on Peter Sellers. And then walking by her office was Peter J. Smith, who was the British Consul General. And he went, "What, are you talking about Peter Sellers?" And we said, "Yes." And he explained how a big fan he was of Peter Sellers. So I said, "Well, we have to have you on the show." And he said, "Well, I can come on the show, but I have something better, and we can have him on at the same time." And that was George Martin. Yes, the one and only Sir George Martin. They got in touch for me, his representative in the UK. And I said, "Look, I want to do an interview with Mr. Martin about Peter Sellers." Now, George Martin has granted interviews for years now discussing the Beatles, mainly the Beatles. If people want to talk about the Beatles, they always call George Martin. And when I first spoke to his representative in London, I said, "We want to do an interview, about maybe 20 minutes, 30 minutes. And she said, "Oh, Mr. Martin doesn't do interviews. He doesn't do interviews by telephone. No, thank you." And I said, "Well, I should let you know that it's not about the Beatles. It's actually about Peter Sellers." 24 hours later, I got a call from George Martin himself at around, I think it was around 8 o'clock in the evening, my time, saying that he would love to talk about Peter Sellers. And I told him, I said, "But your representative said you didn't give interviews." He said, "Well, anything I had to say about the Beatles has already been said before. I'd never been asked to talk about Peter Sellers." So the next day, I booked some studio time and we recorded an interview, and he gave me some really interesting insights of what it was like with Peter Sellers. He said Peter Sellers wasn't a particularly funny man. He said he was quite serious, but if you gave him an idea and a premise and said, "Look, take it off into this direction," he said it was like a light switch. He could turn it on and he would do the whole performance. He said also recording with Peter Sellers was very difficult. Many times on the albums that Sellers would release, a track maybe would be 5 minutes, but that actually would be a whole 45-minute performance that they would have to cut down. He said sometimes he just wouldn't stop. He would just continue. And as he put it, and I quote, Sellers was quite mad. We're going to take a listen now to a recording that Sellers made for an album called Songs for Swinging Sellers, which is a very successful album. Here he is playing two characters at one time. The song that appears in this sketch is Wouldn't It Be Lovely. Now, Peter Sellers had a fondness for anything Indian and was very, very good at doing the Indian accent. And he thought of what would happen if you took My Fair Lady and did a Bollywood version of it. Well, this is what it may sound like.
I'd just like to say good afternoon, Mr. Banerjee, and take this opportunity of welcoming you and your musicians to the studio.
Thank you very much. I'm very glad to have the opportunity of coming here.
Tell me, have you found that there has been great enthusiasm for George Bernard Shaw in India?
Oh, my goodness, yes. We have got a lot of people in India and indeed in Pakistan who are loving to hearing the words of George Bernard Shaw. We are saying to ourselves over there, this man has got a great white beard, so therefore he must have great knowledge. And so we are saying to ourselves, that is what we are wanting. That is what we are wanting. We are wanting to hear words of this man so that we can learn them and sing them and play them.
Have you visited the shrine of GBS in Ayres and Lawrence at all?
Oh, indeed, yes. We have all been there. We went on a bus coach tour to Ayres and St. Lawrence, and we are seeing to ourselves, my goodness, here we are where this great man was living. And we went in the first place to look around, and we are saying, that is where he was sleeping, and this is where he was eating, and this is another room. And all kinds of rooms in this house were very good for us to know of.
Have you taken the story of My Fair Lady and as it stands, or have you changed it at all? What have you done with it?
Well, what we have done with it, you see, I'm playing what is called over here Professor Higgins. I'm playing Professor Amdalayar. I'm walking through the marketplace one day at near Mahalakshmi, which is near Bombay, you understand? And I'm walking by there. And I'm saying to my friend who is with me, I'm saying, look, there over there is a beautiful, untouchable girl. Beautiful. And he says, oh, yes, but she is untouchable. We don't want to know her. Ah, chat, I am saying, chat. I am making her touchable. That is what I am doing. You see? And I'm saying to her, come with me, my dear, and I will make you touchable. And she said to me, no, I'm untouchable. That's good enough for me.
Do you have a good cast?
Oh, yes, indeed. I come from a very high caste. Oh, yes. Yes, oh, yes. I can safely say that.
No, I wasn't referring to what I mean, is there a good caste in the show?
Well, yes, we have a very excellent caste. I'm sorry, I misunderstood what you're saying. We have all kinds of stars from India. We have two people from Assam. We have another woman that has come all the way from Ceylon.
What have you called the songs? I mean, have you changed the titles of the songs at all?
Oh, yes. Well, naturally, we have had to change one or two of them. The main song we have featured is, we have now called Get Me to the Taj Mahal on Time. And I've grown accustomed to your dhoti, and I would like to sing for you now this beautiful song. What we are doing under the tour. And I think when you've heard it, you will say, my goodness me, what a lovely song. Or words to that effect.
All I want is a room somewhere far away from the cold night air with one enormous chair. Oh, would it not be lovely? Lots of chocolate for me to eat. Lots of cold making lots of heat. Warm face, warm hands, warm foot. Oh, wouldn't it be lovely? Oh, so lovely sitting up so blooming rootly still. Watch a cocky, I would never budge till spring crap on the windowsill. Someone's head is resting on my knee. Warm and tender as she can be. Who's taking good care of me? Oh, would it not be lovely? Lovely, lovely. Lovely sitting up so blooming loot he still. I would never budge till spring crept on the windowsill. Someone's head is resting on my knee. Warm and tender as he can be. Who's taking good care of me? Oh, would it not be lovely? Would it not be lovely? Would it not be lovely?
Thank you. The one and only Peter Sellers, Wouldn't It Be Lovely, doing the two voices. George Martin gave me a little bit of an insight into that recording session. He said it was actually two recording sessions. The first day, Sellers just asked a whole bunch of questions for about 1 hour in the studio, as the interviewer. The next day, they would play back the tape, stop it after each question, and he would come in as the actor. And he said they did that for 1 hour. And then the next day, it was handed over to Martin and his editor, and they chopped it down to 6 minutes. And he said there were some things that he would have loved to have put on the album, but Parlophone wouldn't allow him to do it. You're listening to Happy Station, coming to you from PCJ Radio International. Today, paying tribute to the one and only Peter Sellers. We now present for you The Goon Show. Now, I don't know how many people are not familiar with this program, but The Goon Show became an institution in the UK. It was, at one time, one of the highest listened to programs on BBC Radio. And it was because of The Goon Show that Peter Sellers became an international star, working with scripts by Spike Milligan, and teamed up, as Spike, of course, is an actor, and Harry Secombe. We now present from 1956 a classic episode of The Goon Show, The Tales of Dartmoor.
This is the BBC Light Programme, and here is a photograph of me saying it.
Thank you, Freeze Green. Or, as he came out of an icebox, Deep Freeze Green.
I don't wish to know that.
Stop those carefully rehearsed and written ad-libs and proceed with your task of announcing radio's answer to TV.
Namely, the original lantern slide type wireless goon show.
Try and get that in a long player. All right. So much for melody. And now, segregate the sinful sexes.
Wait! How many sexes are there?
Two.
It's not enough, I say. Go out and order some more.
Mr. Sellers, throw away that fur-lined chin strap and make a statement.
What is a jailbreak?
Answer, a break used for stopping jails.
Wrong! A jailbreak has nothing to do with tonight's story, which is entitled Tales of Old Dartmoor.
This is the story of a desperate man in prison.
Yes, it was I. I was the governor. Question, why was I desperate?
Answer, because your record hasn't reached a hit parade.
Wrong! was desperate for a very different reason. Hello? Prison governor here?
Yes, this is the superintendent of county jails. We are stock-taking.
Oh, really? Oh, jolly for you.
How many convicts have you got in?
Well, let me see now. There's Jim, the crazy vicar. Oh, no, no. Oh, he escaped. There's, Meat Axe George. Oh, no, 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 no. He bought himself out, yes. Then there's that confidence trickster. No, he became an MP. Number 34128 was released. Fred was transferred. You know, I do believe we've run completely out of them.
Do you know what this means, Sigun?
Yes, we're empty.
Empty? By the way, Sigun, are you standing to attention?
Yes.
Good. Now, look here, Sigun, you can't walk around with an empty prison. Your job will be in jeopardy.
In jeopardy? I don't want to go abroad.
Sigun, I'm giving you a warning. Get that prison filled with convicts or you're fired. Underlined, fired.
It's all very well for him to talk, but nobody's committing any crimes. Here I am working my fingers to the bone, sweeping out empty cells, oiling unused locks, polishing handcuffs and giving transfusions to bloodhounds. And never a word of thanks. Where can I get convicts? It's the front door. Coming! I'll be there in a moment. Don't get broody.
May I come in?
Have you committed any crime?
I'm afraid not.
Then you can't come in.
Take off your hat. Sir. Now.
Come in.
Come in, Moriarty.
Wait.
Allow us to introduce ourselves. My card.
But it's blank.
Business is bad.
That's funny, so is mine. I haven't got a convict in the place.
Perhaps we can help you, Neddy, for a consideration. Moriarty, explain the plan.
Certainement.
Listen, we will guarantee you a constant supply of convicts at a reduced summer rate of 3 shillings per head per day.
3 shillings, eh?
Yes.
The government give me 5, that leaves 2. Take away the convicts you first thought of. You're on. When do they come in?
Open that door. There you are, Neddy. 1,182 of them.
Wonderful! Who said Britain was finished as a criminal nation? I'll address them in the mess hall.
Where's the mess hall?
Here.
Right, address them.
Very well, I will. Men, ladies, and little men. It is indeed a great pleasure to welcome you to Dartmoor Prison. Thank you. You will find we have a great tradition here. And I don't want a single one of you to feel you're not wanted.
What do you mean they're not wanted? These men are wanted everywhere.
Really? Who the devil wants this lot?
The police.
Well, they're safe here.
Good.
All right, men. Off to yourselves now. Don't forget. Listen with Mother at 2:30.
Yes, once again, Dartmoor Prison was chock full as of old, and the prison yard rang to the happy sound of rock-breaking mailbag sewing and warder bashing.
Yes, and as governor, I was receiving congratulations from every corner of the circular globe. Look at this telegram here. Good luck, Sigun. A full prison is a happy one. Signed, Home Secretary. And this year. Good work, Sigun. Please find enclosed 3 OBEs. Try and get shot at the other 2. Signed, Minister of OBEs, P.S. How would you like to be a peer? Yes. Yes. I'll be a peer. Moriarty?
Yes?
I've just made myself a peer.
Good. I'll get down on the end of it and start a concert party.
Come back! Come back, Yenny! Peer.
What?
P-E-E-R, not P-I-E-R. Oh, you swine! Good heavens! He's fallen in the wet type water.
Yes, you're a very short peer, Neddy.
in prison diary. January 22nd, convict Eccles fell into a bucket of wet cement and looks like becoming a hardened criminal. Thank you. Second entry. Convict Gritpipe Finn made a strange request today.
Neddy, do you mind if I sit down?
Pull up a bollard and sit down.
Thank you.
Make yourself at home.
Neddy?
Treat the cell as your own.
I will.
Needle not a loo.
Have you any more brandy?
All gone.
Sorry. Do you mind if I have a strange request? It's this. I really want to send my
to it's of course. I'll do it at once.
Never mind, I'll smoke one of my own. Now, Neddy, the prisoners are getting restless.
What? They had Sabrina for the cabaret last night? I mean...
Yes, I know culture's all very well, Neddy, but... what the lads really need is a holiday.
Holiday? Where?
Well, I've spoken to the lads.
Nice, yes, of you.
And they all had their hearts set on the South of France.
But I can't let them out of prison.
But... of course not, Neddy. We'll take the prison with us.
But you can't move the prison. People will talk.
Neddy, we're going to leave a cardboard replica.
Oh, I see, yes. But wait a minute. Where are we going to stay in France?
Ah, I've made arrangements with one of the French governments for our prison to be the guest of the Chateau d'If, the historic Gallic penitentiary.
Well, I must say it all sounds very attractive indeed.
Yes.
Yes. I'll agree to it.
Good. Then unchain our visas and we'll all be off.
Get up there. Get up there. It was a wonderful experience to be jogging along the Queen's Highway in one of Her Majesty's prisons on this fine morning. Get up there! A gypsy am I. I travel the road of Hooters. The lark in the sky to bid you goodbye. I travel the road alone!
You silly, twisted governor.
Entry in prison diary, February the 2nd, at sea. Coast of France visible through the bars of F Block.
Good morning, Captain Teagle.
Good morning. Wait a minute. You're not one of my convicts.
No, I'm a stowaway.
Well, you'll have to get off. Stop the prison! On your left side now, stand that door! Stop!
Look. Don't stop it just for me. I'm not complaining, old man.
That's not the point.
I know, but I mean, I'm
we
not.
We are full up. Look here, we are full up. We've a maximum complement of convicts. 2,183.
What? 2,182, if you don't mind. One was drowned this morning.
Drowned? How?
Poor lad, he tried to tunnel his way out.
Fool. Very well, you can have his cell. That'll be 3 shillings, please.
There you are. 3 shillings in kosher margarine.
Good. I'll spread it on my checkbook at once. I wonder why this man wants to join our prison.
Little does he know that I have reason to believe that the Chateau d'If contains the clue to the treasure of the Count of Monte Cristo.
Finished?
Yes. Right.
Little does Bloodnock know that I also know that the Chateau d'If contains the clue to a treasure.
You mind?
Yes.
Thank you. Little do either of these Charlies know. But I plan this whole move to bring down our prison and bring it into direct contact with the Chateau d'If precisely to obtain the clue to the aforementioned treasure. Little do they know.
Finished?
Yes.
Great heavily whispered asides. Little do they know how little I know about the little they know. If only I knew about the little that they know, I'd know a little. I'll have to keep my little ears open, you know. End of long, boring aside. Oh, land ahead!
I should have said that sooner, shouldn't I?
Messieurs les prisonniers anglais, soyez les bienvenus. Welcome to the Chateau d'If.
Oh, what an honor. It is none other than Wallace Greenslade playing the part of the French prefect of police and playing it very badly.
Don't give me away. It was this or making tea for John Snag.
Thank you and goodbye. And so began a happy day at the Chateau d'If. By evening, each convict had dismantled his old cell, carried the bricks into the chateau, wrapped in brown paper and labeled accordingly, donned the traditional French convict's red, white and blue trousers, and waltzed the whole night through.
Neddy, you look divine. Might I have the next dance?
I'm sorry, I promised it was 924378.
Oh, but he's in solitary.
Then he'll have to dance by himself.
Good evening, Mr. Governor.
Hello, mate.
What? The prisoners want the band to play a special request.
What?
Unchained Melody.
Right.
Tales of Old Dartmoor, Part 3. That night, in the deepest dungeon of the Chateau d'If, two figures are at work.
Oh, dropped it. Tempesty, look. Here it is. A black box. La box noire.
Yes. Lift it out and unroll it. Oh, just as I anticipated.
What?
I don't know what it is.
Wait. It's an old long playing wax cylinder gramophone record.
Then play it.
But there's no gramophone.
Well, we must dig for one.
Right. Got it.
Put it on.
Doesn't fit me at all.
Then play it.
Very well. Here goes.
This record is a clue to the treasure of Monte Cristo. Go to the prison yard where you will find wrapped up in brown paper parcels another prison. Reassemble it and you will find the treasure buried under the floor of cell number 626 in the basement.
Good, good.
Sapristi.
Come on, Moriarty, and we'll get...
Get back! Dreadful news!
What?
Our holiday's over and somebody's stolen all the bricks of our prison. What's more, it was to sail home tomorrow with the tide.
We're homeless.
Yes, and somebody's found out about the treasure.
Come on now. Who's hiding our prison? Hands up all those who know anything about this.
Me and Nicholas know where he's gone, Captain.
Yeah, we know.
Splendid, lads. Tell me where it is, and I'll reduce your sentence from 2 years to 4.
Well, it went, thinks. Where did it went? It went in, Eccles.
Yeah?
Do you remember Eccles?
Oh, yeah, I remember Eccles.
Well, does he know where it went, Ed?
I'll ask him. Do you know where it went, Ed?
What does he say, Echo?
He hasn't answered yet. I think he's out.
Curse! What bad luck!
What bad luck!
What bad luck!
What bad luck!
Shut up,
Echo! Shut up,
Echo! Shut up!
We can't wait for him to come back. We'll have to give chase in the Chateau d'If. All hands on deck! Cast off! Move me now! up. Fill a note to the rock saying we've only borrowed the chateau temporarily.
I thought it was a chateau d'if.
No, it's a chateau temporarily. We're in disguise.
Oh.
Mr. Christian,
yes.
Issue cheese to all hands. Cast gibbets to the wind. And unlatch the keel.
Burn a mile, sir.
Log of the French prison Chateau d'If. At sea. No sign yet of Her Majesty's prison, Dartmoor.
Prison on the starboard bow.
Gad, it might be the Dartmoor. Get my telescope out of its cell. Thank you. By Gad, yes, it is.
Sapristi, yes, look at that flag. It's flying the skull and crossbone.
Wrong. It's a photograph of David Nixon with his arms folded.
Captain, he's even too.
Well, don't stand there. Heave two back at him. He's opened fire. Duck!
Why?
There's a cannonball coming.
Right, I'll see you after the ball is over.
Stricken. I've been stricken. Quick, Pipe, call the doctor.
Not likely. I'm next in line for Admiral.
Wait. This isn't blood.
What is it?
It's custard. The swine. He's fired Christmas puddings.
Yes. You know what this means, Nettie? It's the 25th of December.
Really?
Yes.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Gad, I'll teach them to fire the afters before we fire the main course. Men, load all guns with roast turkey with the parson's nose outwards.
Sapristi, you devil. With the parson's nose outwards? If you hit him with those, he'll go to the bottom.
Aye, aye. This time with bread sauce.
No, I have a better idea. Eccles?
Shut up, Eccles!
I haven't said it yet. Eccles, put that big iron ball you've chained to your leg into that cannon.
Okay. Right.
Fire!
Well, yup. There it goes with a jump.
Go up!
Eccles, come back! After him! He's deserting!
Meanwhile, aboard Her Majesty's prison, Dartmoor.
Oh, they're gaining on us. Curse these French frog-eating prisons. Much speedier than ours, I say.
Struck by a...
Hello?
Convict Eccles.
Convict
just
Eccles.
The man I'm looking for. I want you to take a message to the Chateau d'If. Tell them I shall never surrender.
But they're 2 miles away. I can't swim all that.
Never you mind. Get in here.
What?
Fire! There he goes. Let that be a lesson to them. They can't get rid of their surplus idiots on me, you know. Great Scott, they're closing in. Stand by to repel boarders.
How do you repel boarders?
Stop changing the bed linen.
I don't know.
Look out, they're coming alongside.
Frightening! Cutlasses out! Board her! Custard!
Come on, Moriarty. While they're all occupied, let's go down and get the treasure. Now, remember, it's under the floor of cell number 626. Quick, down these stairs. Here it is. Cell 626.
Yes, Sir Christina Bowlers. Whatever's under this floor is all ours.
Yes.
Together,
lift.
It's what? Water. Salt water.
Let me test it. All right. It's the Atlantic Ocean.
We're rich. Look, there's more of it there. Look, it's all coming in.
Stop, you fool. We're sinking!
And that, dear listeners, is why the Dartmoor we know today is only a cardboard replica.
A classic edition of The Goon Show, The Tales of Dartmoor. Now, not heard in that recording, because that was released for overseas export from BBC Radio. When they would export the show, they would cut out the musical performances of Max Geldre and Ray Ellington. Not Duke Ellington, Ray Ellington. That was one of the export editions that actually was broadcast on CBC Radio a year after it aired on the BBC. I don't know why they cut the musical performances out, because when they released the Goon Shows on LP, the music performances were there. Anyway, that was our little look at Peter Sellers. We're going to take it now, listen to another recording of Sellers. And it's another one featuring Sophia Loren from the album Peter and Sophia, Bangers and Mash.
I met her down in Napoli, and didn't she look great? And so I brought her back to Blighty just to show me mates. And though we're married happily, I'll tell you furthermore, I haven't had a decent meal since 1944.
Eat your minestrone, Joe.
That's all you ever say.
Eat your macaroni, Joe.
Every blinking day.
No wonder you're so bony, Joe, and skinny as a rake.
Well, then give us a bash at the bangers and mash me mother used to make. Bangers and mash.
Minestrone.
Bangers and mash.
Macaroni.
Give us a bash at the bangers and mash me mother used to make.
Eat your tagliatelle, Joe.
That's all I've heard for years.
Eat your vermicelli, Joe.
It's coming out me ears.
You've got to fill your belly, Joe. Joe, for heaven's sake.
Well, then give us a bash at the bangers and mash me mother used
well,
to
all
make.
Right.
Bangers and mash.
Tagliatelle.
The bangers and mash.
A vermicelli.
Now give us a bash at the bangers and mash me mother used to make.
1943, Allied forces land in Italy.
There's a smashing looking bird over there, Bert. I think she's showing out there.
Well, why don't you chat her up then?
Right. Buongiorno, signorina there. Here, are you married?
Drop it dead.
There you are. Can't have a fair answer than that, can you?
I met him back in Italy, so dashing and good looking. He wined me and he dined me every night. He said I smiled so prettily, and how he loved my cooking.
But since he's married me, it seems he's lost his appetite.
Eat your tagliatelle, soft.
That's all you ever say.
Eat your vermicelli, soft.
Every blooming day.
You've got to fill your belly, soft, soft for heaven's sake.
When they give us a bash at the bangers and mash, your mother used to make.
Bangers and the mash.
Minestrone.
Bangers and the mash.
Macaroni.
Give me a bash with the banger and the mash. Why the same one that your mother was. What are you laughing at now? Now, listen, please.
Joe?
Yes?
Why don't you belt up, or I'll give you a punch up a throat?
Now she's a tells me. Ha! Mamma mia.
Peter Sellers and Sophia Loren again with Bangers and Mash. You're listening to Happy Station. If you wish to contact us, our email address is very simple. It's hs@pcjmedia.com. That's hs@pcjmedia.com. And if you want to listen to this program again, or the past ones that we did on some classic comedians and comedy, go to our website, pcjmedia.com, and you'll find them all on the front page. All right, now time to talk about some special transmissions that are beginning this weekend. The dates are May 19th, May 26th, June 2nd, and June 9th. The time is from 13 to 14 hours UTC, 13 to 14 hours UTC. We're going to be conducting 4 weeks of tests from Trincomalee in Sri Lanka, targeting listeners in East and Southeast Asia. Now, many of you may know that name, Trincomalee, because until January 1st this year, that was the site that was operated by Radio Deutsche Welle. But Deutsche Welle pulled out of the site, so they have now handed it over to the SLBC, which is the Sri Lanka Broadcasting Corporation. So for 4 weeks, we're going to be doing one-hour tests with a special edition of Happy Station and also Focus Asia Pacific that'll be at the top of the program, not presented by myself, but by somebody else. The frequency is 11750, 11750 in the 25-meter band, and the power will be 125 kilowatts. So, May 19th, May 26th, June 2nd, June 9th from 13 to 14 hours UTC. Catch the special one-hour test transmissions from PCJ Radio International on 11750 kilohertz. And that's going to be targeting listeners in East and Southeast Asia. But, of course, shortwave being what it is, I suspect that it will make its way to other areas of the world as well. We're going to be issuing two QSL cards for it. Victor Gunatelica, our friend in Sri Lanka, will be taking care of the electronic version. And we're also going to be taking care of the postal version. So do let us know what reception is like. And if we get a pretty good, decent feedback, we will remain there for scheduled programs. But there's going to be, of course, a special edition of Happy Station on tomorrow, Sunday, the 19th of May. That's if you're listening to this program on the 18th. Some people are hearing it on the 20th, so you'll have to tune in next week. And I just really confused things up, didn't I? I have somebody looking at me right now saying, Keith, you just said something and I think people will get confused. Well, that's okay. Now you know what it's like living inside my head. Confusion all the time. Confusion all the time. All right. Time now for more music. Here's Vera Lynn. It Hurts to Say Goodbye.
Take me in your arms and hold me tight. Tell me that your love is mine tonight. Say that everything will turn out right. It hurts to say goodbye. Let me know the thrill of your embrace. Memories that time cannot erase. While I kiss the teardrops from your face, it hurts to say goodbye. Till I'm back with you, my love, till then, it hurts to say goodbye. It hurts to say goodbye. Till I'm back with you, my love. It hurts to say.
Yes, the one and only Vera Lynn. It hurts to say goodbye. Well, we are now out of time. Once again, if you wish to contact us, our email address is hs@pcjmedia.com. That's hs@pcjmedia.com. You can also check out our website, www.pcjmedia.com, to listen to this program again, as well as past editions. So until next time, friends, this is Keith Parent wishing you well, hoping to see you again very, very soon. So long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.